I'm Fast Eddie, and I must recommend that when you hand prop the space shuttle, bring gloves.
There you go. And I'm Digital Dave, and friends.
We have a lot of friends in here today.
Speaking of that, yes.
We have Mike McCabe from the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans.
Yes.
I'll get it right. Give me a chance.
Yeah, the Disabled American Veterinarians. Yeah, that's it.
No, this is the Disabled American Veterans. Got it. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And we have Troy in the background. Don't forget Troy.
Oh, hi,
yes,
Troy.
Yes, hi.
Good morning. How you doing? Good morning. How you guys doing this week?
We're doing good. And once again, I have to say this has become part of the tradition for us to come and visit with you guys. You guys
we
are
love
an
to have
institution
you.
Here. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we deserve
We've been
to be
institutionalized.
An
yeah.
How's things going down there in Warbird Alley for you?
Well, today it's a little damp, but other than that, things are going good.
It's not damp. It's the automatic airfield wash.
Ah, well, it's functioning correctly today.
We want it clean for tomorrow, Saturday.
That's good. Well, it's doing a good job.
Wait a minute. Tomorrow's
Friday. Not Saturday. Yeah, never mind. It's radio. They don't know that.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, continue, sir.
Well, things are going well for us. We're back here for, I think, our eighth or ninth year. I'm not entirely sure on the count on that. Again, down on Warbird Alley with the DAV display, and we're doing something different this year. In the past, we've always had a classic Warbird with us, often a B-25, but we're working with Warbirds and EAA leadership here. We're doing something a little different in that each day we're going to have a current U.S. military frontline fighter with us. Today we have the A-10 with us in the display, and it's given us a whole new perspective. The crowd's really enjoying it, and we think it's really appropriate to the message of the folks that we want to serve.
No, that's a cool airplane.
I like the A-10. That is a nasty airplane, very powerful, capable of carrying a lot of munitions. And one part that I really love about this thing is the maneuverability.
There you go.
This thing will turn on a dime.
This is going to sound like a strange question, but does the choice of aircraft you display affect how many people come over?
Well, yes and no. A lot of it has to do with the size of the airplane and how we can configure it next to the display. We had the F-4 earlier in the week, and certainly it draws a big, big crowd itself. It's such a rare airplane to see anymore.
Right.
But just given the size of it, it reduces the visibility a little bit on our display, so we noticed that. But we just kind of adapted and moved to the other side of the airplane. But with the Thunderbolt next to us today, it's just an amazing display. If you guys get a chance, you should come down and take a look.
Oh, we'll get down there.
Oh, yeah.
Just get this the perspective it gives you next to our display. It's just really, really exciting.
Okay. As you say, the A-10 is not a small aircraft at all. That's a pretty big airplane.
No, it's a serious piece of machinery.
Yeah, and if you happen to be a bad guy, you're going to have a real bad day when they show up.
Yep.
So DAV has been very busy. You've got a lot of new people coming in that have not heard of you, or?
Well, it's the mission that we have every day, is that there are always a new group of people that we want to talk to and tell them about DAV's mission of service to veterans and their families. And in addition to that, to begin the communication with the latest men and women who are coming out of the service and are veterans and who need to begin to engage with the many services that are available for them, and particularly the resources that DAV can bring to bear to help them access that system. And so that's been an ongoing mission. DAV's been around for over 80 years, and that's part of their continuing task, is to continue to reach out to the newest veterans, to the public, to let them know what we're doing.
Now, that surprises me that you guys have been around for 80 years. Now, I'm not a service vet at all, but I'd never heard of you until you came here.
Well, that's part of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Again, it's continually telling that story. DAV actually began back in the day. One of its earliest supporters was the Ford Motor Company in the person of Henry Ford himself, who provided vehicles for DAV's use many years ago. So, again, you illustrate what we are here to do, to continue to talk to people, let people know about what they do. DAV has 1.3 million members around the United States, all disabled veterans.
Wow.
And the mission that we have to provide service to them, to help them access the services that they've earned through their service. Sometimes it can be a daunting thing to do, to look at the medical resources and some of the other resources that are available to veterans. And DAV has an enormous team of people around the country who are dedicated to help those folks access those services, and always, always with never any charge to the veterans in any kind. This is a completely public, charitably funded organization. We are not part of the VA. It is the people of America who help fund DAV to help support our veterans.
Well, I imagine you get a lot of guys that say, I thought I could do this without help, but boy, I'm sure glad I talked to you people.
You know, that's absolutely true. You'd be surprised how many of these folks will go and provide just amazing service to our country and then go home and say, well, that's it. And sometimes even, you know, wonder if those services are even available to them or if they've earned those services. And that's part of the story that we tell. This whole range of services, whether it's healthcare, education, all of those services, those folks, those men and women have earned that. And sometimes, as I said, you know, given the scale of the system, sometimes it's a little challenging. But DAV, through its large corps of veteran service officers, they have over 250 veteran service officers who are typically co-located at VA offices around the country. And understand, DAV is separate from VA. VA is a government organization. We're a private charity that partners very close with VA to help these folks access these services. And what you talk about is one of our big challenges, is letting these men and women know that these services are there for them, they've earned them, and we need to help them access them.
Brain dead here, just went out the window.
Not again. Good grief.
Wait, I'll go get it.
When you bring particular aircraft in, do you find that you have people there that have experience with those with the aircraft?
We do, and actually we have Troy here with us, and I was going to ask Troy had an experience and observed an interaction with the F-4, and Troy, could you tell us about that?
Well, it was really cool, actually. Somebody here at Oshkosh who had actually we had that F-4 over there yesterday, and the guy actually had flown in the backseat of that aircraft for 9 years. And after
of that exact aircraft?
Yes.
Wow.
And he came up there and actually hugged the plane because he hadn't seen it, you know, in so long. And so that was really cool, you know, to be able to.
That was cool.
That's a piece of history there for him.
It truly is, and that's part of what we identified early on in this program, is to be in this environment, to be in the air show environment, to have these historic aircraft available. It elicits very often an emotional response from some of the folks who see that, and whether you had a direct association with the aircraft or not, you recognize what it represents, and it really helps us tell our story.
How many veterans do you get that say, I had no idea all these different things were available to me?
To one extent or another, most of the folks we talk to are not completely aware of the full scope of services that are available to them. And again, that we help communicate that to them and help them access the resources that are out there. Sometimes they're, you know, kind of large and complex systems, and if you don't know where to go, and sometimes you may not even be aware of some of the resources that are available to you, particularly on healthcare, managing disability benefits, those sorts of things. Very often, these folks don't have a full understanding of the resources that are available to them, and DAV really helps fill that need to communicate to them what's available.
Well, I'm sure I'm sure it's very well appreciated by those guys. It's appreciated by us, and we're not even affiliated.
Well, you know, that's the thing, because the veterans have written a blank check with their lives, up to and including their lives. And not only are they the ones sacrificing, but the families at home sacrifice too.
They absolutely do. And it's interesting the way you phrase that, because it's exactly the way DAV phrases it. It is services to veterans and their families. Because the families give, you know, the impacts on families, as we all know, can be enormous. Mm. And so those resources are tailored to cover all of those things.
How many cases are you processing currently? I mean, are we talking hundreds of thousands? Or
I don't know that I have an exact stat to count on to give you today, but I know that DAV is deeply involved with most of the folks who are engaging with the VA services, whether it's the medical services and things like that. So it's certainly in the millions over time, and I'm certain in the hundreds of thousands in new engagements each year.
Wow.
I was going to say, you have to have a pretty good working relationship with the VA to be able to make all of this work.
They do. As I said, very often the DAV National Service Officers, who are highly trained professionals by DAV, they are paid by DAV, and who act as advocates on behalf of veterans, again, never without any charge, very often co-located in VA offices. One of the other programs that DAV works very hard on is the Veterans Transportation Network. This is a project that they've done in partnership with the Ford Motor Company for many years, where DAV provides a fleet of over 500 vehicles that are dispersed around the country. Those vehicles are manned by volunteers, and they provide free transportation to veterans to help them engage in the medical services, whether it's trips to hospitals, doctor's offices, specialists, those sorts of things. And again, millions of miles every year, and DAV underwrites the entire cost of that, again, in partnership with the Ford Motor Company.
Well, if you're a veteran, you guys need to go talk to DAV, whether you think you need help or not. Go talk to them anyway.
Right. They're going to be down there at Warbird Alley throughout the weekend. Go down there, say hi to Mike McCabe, give the airplane a hug.
You give the airplane a hug? He probably hugged it because it brought him home once or twice when he didn't think it would.
I'm sure.
Well, we're all going to be down there. Troy's going to be down there. Our whole team is down. Please come and talk to us. We'll have a different frontline fighter each day.
Speaking of that, there goes one.
And there goes one. I don't know if you guys picked that up, but that's what it's about. Come see us. Come see Troy. Come see all of us. And,
all right.
Really appreciate the opportunity to be here. And as I said, it's an opportunity and part of our tradition now to come and visit with you guys. So we really appreciate the support you give us.
Yep, we appreciate seeing you. You've been listening to Mike McCabe and Troy here from the Disabled American Vets. I'm losing my voice. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave, and I'm losing my mind. This is EAA Radio.